The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This is the new wearable that came out with the Pixel Pro phones that we spoke about on the show a few weeks ago. Anyone who's been listening to me over the last number of years will know that I fell into the cult of Apple. I was iPhone, I was Apple Watch. And the reason I stuck with the iPhone was because I loved the Apple Watch. But the Pixel Watch 3, which is the new one, and you have it in your hands there now, got me to leave the Apple ecosystem. So this is the 41 millimeter design that you have in your hand. There's also the 45 millimeter option too. And first impressions, it's a nice watch, isn't it?
It's a nice watch, and I'm trying to get it to do a few things because there's a kind of a home page.
Yeah.
And then there's someone running up at the top. But so, all I get is into numbers then.
So that's my, so that's security there now. Oh, so that's okay. My pin, right? So I'm going to pop that in, and I've just done that on camera so everyone will see it as well. But on the home face, straight away, you can customize it just like any of the other smartwatches.
So I've gone into that exercise now. Walk, run, cycle, and then explore.
Yeah, so you can select your exercise. What I love about this is that it can auto-detect the exercise. So when I, you know, get off the Lewis, I have a 10-minute walk home. After 5 or 6 minutes, it'll buzz and it'll say, are you walking? And it'll automatically track
my exercise. I see your objective is to run 3 miles. I see that here.
Oh, dear.
And your time trial run is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And you want to do 8x2 intervals as you train.
I do, yeah. And I'm so glad that you've told the country that now. So I'm going to take that back before you tell them anything else.
You're impressed.
I'm very impressed. The fact that the exercise tracking is built into the Fitbit app now is great. So a quick reminder that Google bought Fitbit, so their technology is embedded. It's great in terms of your key metrics. The sensors on this are great. So if you want a smartwatch that has an ECG monitor that can check your O2 levels, that whole thing, all of the tracking is done and it's presented in a very nice way. You have, you know, your Apple Wallet or your Google Wallet, excuse me, built in. You can also get your notifications if you have any of the Google Home devices around the place as well. So I can see if there's someone at my front door from my watch. And I have to say, I like it a lot. It's around £400, so it's not the most affordable of the smartwatches. But if you want something that will tackle the productivity side of your life as well as the fitness, then absolutely go for it.
Okay, very good. Now, questions coming in. What can I do to stop my mobile broadband from being chewed up so quickly? Plus, is my laptop using Microsoft Edge in Windows 11 in S mode adding to the problem?
So I'd love to know what plan that you're on that you can see how much of your internet is being utilized. I wonder, do you mean in terms of is your speed being throttled or are you on a mobile plan
and running out of
gigabit? Yeah. So it could be that. So, for example, if you have Google Photos on your phone and you have it set to auto upload when you're on Wi-Fi, if you've got many videos or photographs that are being synced up, that could absolutely do it. If you're watching a lot of Netflix, that could do it. But I would say that now, with all of the plans that are out there in terms of all-you-can-eat data if you're on mobile broadband or any of the home plans, you shouldn't really be experiencing that. If it's a speed...
Microsoft Edge should not interfere with it.
Absolutely not. If it's a speed issue, then get on to whoever your provider is and ask if there is any issues with throttling or anything like that on
this
the
one,
line.
I can't download PDFs on my phone. It's going straight to a printer and telling me it's not available. It's a nuisance for boarding passes. PDFs from email are the same when I open on my phone. Can you help?
Yeah, so you need to download the Adobe app onto your phone, the PDF reader. So download that onto your phone. If that's too cumbersome, if it's not working, if you have, what I always do is send them to myself on Google Drive or to my Gmail address and it'll open that way as well.
I use a Fitbit and I've just purchased a Fitbit for my son. Fitbit does not seem to allow two devices to connect to the same phone, so I cannot connect to his watch. I have two phones, work and personal, but even if I try my other number, I cannot connect the watch as it appears to be linked to my Google account, which is logged in on both phones. My children previously used Garmin watches, which allow multiple devices to connect to the same phone. The new Fitbit appears to be unusable until I connect it to the app. Thank you in advance.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does need to be associated with a separate account, the only one device per account. And that's to ensure that it knows, you know, that the right metrics are associated with the right person. If you can, on one of the phones that you have, just create a new Garmin or a new Fitbit account. So sign out of the Fitbit account on one of the phones, create a new one for your son and sign it up that way.
Several years ago, I set up a fake profile on Facebook, not for any nefarious reason, more an experiment. I use my normal phone number to register and a password I can't remember. Now I'm inundated with phone calls asking me for the name of my fake profile. Was Facebook hacked and do I need to do anything?
No. The only nuisance here is the phone calls. If you want to stop, you have every right under GDPR to get on to Facebook themselves and ask that they remove your data entirely. I do wonder if the fake account that you set up is in any way tied to your own account. If so, if you go through the steps for account recovery, and you might be able to get back into the account and then deactivate or delete it.
Why does my phone keep telling me that the storage is nearly full, even though there's not a lot of stuff on it? Not that many photos, no videos, not a huge number of apps. Does every action we do on our phones produce some waste somewhere else that has to be stored? And what the hell is a cache?
The cache is basically like a little archive of everything that you do on your device.
You can empty it.
You can empty it, yeah. It's very easy to do. The reason your phone is telling you that your storage is almost full is because they want you to buy more storage. That's how a lot of these companies are making their money now. The other thing to note is that even if you don't have many photographs or videos or whatever apps on the phone, the operating system of the phone very often takes up a significant portion. So there's nothing you can really do about that, but feel free to clear your cache, get rid of photographs, back up to the cloud and free up space that way.
Winnie's been on. Please advise on a laptop for an elderly lady who wants to use Word and print letters, etc. Cost is not an issue. Do shops charge a lot to set up a new laptop? Also, is a 9-year-old seldom used laptop worth getting repaired?
I would say, it's worth sussing out the 9-year-old laptop. I don't know where in the country you are, but if you bring it to an expert tech retailer, they will be able to tell you if they can put some new tech in it to bring it up to speed. In terms of a device for you to do documents on Word and to print, the Lenovo IdeaPad is great. So it's Lenovo IdeaPad. They're around 500 quid and it's exactly what you're after.
Does Jess know anything about Aura rings and how do they compare to Apple Watches? I'm most interested in health tracking.
Yeah, so the Aura rings are rings that you wear on your fingers and they have sensors in them similar to the trackers that you'd find in a lot of wearables, wrist-based wearables. I have personally never used one. We do know that Samsung is bringing, they announced it a few weeks back now. We're hopefully going to have a review of it very, very soon. But yeah, they seem to be a good alternative. The reason why I like the idea of a wrist-based one, it's for that small thing of exercise detection and so on. But if you want your heart rate, your sleep data and so on, the ring is definitely worth a look.
Yeah, a final one. Can you recommend earbuds for taking calls in noisy environments or outside? That's from Laura.
Yeah, the Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro 3. They're what I use. They are great. They have active noise cancellation and it's really, really good at drowning out background noise. So the person that you're talking to can't hear, you know, the kerfuffle in the background. The mic precision is excellent.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.